This is Audible.
The pin.
Please, I need to know. Is she cheating on me?
No.
Oh, thank God. And you're sure?
Mr. Banley, I'm a private investigator. It's my job to be sure.
Of course.
Which is why what I've got to say next might come as quite a shock.
What is it?
I'm afraid, Mr. Banley, that she's your mother.
Which Mrs. Banley did you investigate?
I've wasted a great deal of our time.
The pin.
Well, that's our first sketch. I'm Ben, this is Alex, and together we are the pin. Are you all right, Alex?
Yeah, sorry, just thinking, what an extraordinary situation that private investigator got himself into.
Yeah, I mean, it really is an awful day at the office for him.
I mean, he'll be kicking himself.
Sure, well, if you enjoyed that, almost unbelievable little situation there, do stay tuned, as we have plenty more on the way. But first, though, just a little bit of admin, actually. Here are some words that you'll only hear twice tonight. Poltergeist. So that's poltergeist.
Mangle.
Hmm?
Mangle.
Deacon. Okay, so you won't be hearing deacon any more than twice. There are a few words you'll only hear once. For example, butterscotch.
Sorry, did you just say...
No.
This next sketch, guys, is about a headmaster, as becomes apparent almost immediately.
Headmaster?
Inspector, listen, I completely understand the problems you had with the wording of the maths exam. You know, I think it certainly was a bit dated. The good news is that I have personally tweaked all of the questions myself in this second draft.
Well, I'm all ears, headmaster.
Okay, question one. Mike has three pizzas, and he's gay, which is fine. If he gives one of these pizzas to Tom, who is also gay, and again, that's absolutely terrific, what fraction of the overall number of pizzas has he lost?
Sorry, what is that?
Just a couple of gay guys splitting some pizzas.
No. So, okay, I think you've taken the changes a bit too far the other way. I mean, maybe we don't mention that they're gay at all.
Oh, cover it up.
Yeah. No. What?
All right, the second question's perfect. In a game of darts, Anthony throws an 8 and 2 nines. Margaret throws a 4, a double 3, and a 1. Who is the winner, bearing in mind that it definitely could be a woman?
No, because again, you see, you don't need to say that. I mean, obviously a woman could win.
Not the way Margaret's going.
All right, just give me this paper. Look, question three. If a Muslim man gets onto a train and blows up a balloon, how many passengers die laughing?
So just little tweaks, little changes.
Completely unacceptable.
Please, just read the last question.
What is the square root of 77?
Perfect.
Screamed Hitler!
That is not supposed to...
The pin.
So this is our first time on radio, and obviously we really want to make it as special as possible, which is why I've come up with a brand new interview format that I'm going to try out on Ben now.
No. See, I don't think we should do this.
Why?
It's just too similar to that other show.
Oh, it's not that similar.
Well, BBC have said it's too similar, so I think we should probably...
Can we just give it a go? Please.
All right, quickly then.
Okay, so, Ben, if, hypothetically speaking, you were stuck on a desert island, which eight songs...
It's the same format. You...
Can you lower your window, sir? All right, name, please.
It's Richard Dastardly.
Speak up.
Dick Dastardly.
Right, Mr. Dastardly, you've been driving in an incredibly irresponsible manner.
Oh, has my tail light gone again?
Come on, mate.
Is it not had a dog in the car? Well,
you just threw a bomb out of your window.
Just trying to win, to be honest.
Win what?
Well, it sounds silly now.
Win? What?
Wacky race.
Sorry?
It's a wacky race. We're trying to find out who's the wackiest.
So this fake road sign on your back seat
is to trick the other races. It says the speed limit is 2 miles per hour. You can just imagine the sort of advantage I'd accrue with that.
Why are you guys doing this?
Honestly, I can't remember. I mean, I'm actually pretty distraught with the way my life's turned out. I'm a trained pilot.
Dick?
Yes?
I can see that your dog is trying to tie my bootlaces to that boulder.
It was worth a go. Prison again.
Prison again.
The pin.
Guys, just before we go into this next sketch, a bit of a heads up. It was all a bit of a rush getting everything together, and we haven't had a chance to rehearse this next sketch yet with our sound technician. Sorry, mate, I've forgotten your name.
Charlie.
Charlie, that's right, yeah. Chesbo! It's just Charlie. Just yep. Charlie's fine. Charlie, basically, all we need at a particular moment in the sketch is the sound effect of a doorbell. But, yeah, don't worry, because there is a really obvious cue for it.
Yeah, it's made very clear. So.
Okay, ready? Fine. Here we go. All right, this is his house.
Once he opens the door, you hit him, I'll tie him up.
Yeah, but I'll teach him to mess with the Bingley boys. I'll just ring the doorbell now. Oh, not yet, Charlie.
Just if you could just wait for the cue,
so
Charlie.
So there's just a really obvious cue for it.
I know you're excited about it.
So it'll be obvious when. Let's try again, same place.
Yeah.
Thou'll teach him to mess with the Bingley boys. I'll just ring the doorbell now. Oh, it's not working.
What? Let's have a look. Oh, Tony, you mug. You don't press it, you pull it. Let me show you.
Not yet, Charlie.
You just got to wait for the... Because we're quite excited. This is our debut on radio and stuff, so it's sort of a case of don't take the piss.
Yeah. Okay, now be a really obvious cue. Let's try again. Same place.
Tony, you mug, you don't press it, you pull it. Let me show you my new shoes.
Right, enough of your shoes. Just pull the doorbell on three, okay? 3, 2, 1, and go for it, Charlie. Charlie. Sorry, Ben's character is also called Charlie. Sorry, that is genuinely confusing.
Yeah. God, this episode's really coming together. It feels like, do you remember, like, it reminds me of when you were younger and, like, you're building a sandcastle up, like, bit by bit.
Right,
do you
know that? Yeah, just making little improvements as you go. Sort of start with the moat, wouldn't you? Add a turret.
Build a little bridge across the...
And then finish with a flag on top.
Yeah. Just got that sort of atmosphere.
And then when you were done, the old guy in the jumper would pop by and feed you some fruit. So, great memories there. But this next sketch...
Run that past me again, pal.
Well, just like when you, working on something, improving it. Like when you, I don't know, did your driving test, something like that. You know, you go out every day, practice, do all your little manoeuvres, work on it. Eventually, you'd pass.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, I suppose.
Okay. And then when you had, the old guy in the jumper would come by and just very gently give you a piece of fruit.
Mate, sorry, I just got to stop there. I have genuinely no idea what you're talking about.
The old guy wears a blazer.
Blazer, what was I saying?
You kept saying jumper.
Jumper, goodness me, sorry.
Blazer?
You must have thought I was going mad.
Well, I was a bit.
The pin.
Come in.
What you saying to me now, boy? You know, I ain't been your grandmother these last 10 years to see you dragging your beach surfboards through the house like an animal. You best take all your records and your music with you. You ain't never gonna be a great Rasta man singer. You ain't nothing but a stupid bumble clod.
How quickly did you realise you were wrong for the part?
Immediately.
The pin.
Can I just say, Ben, really well performed there, man.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah. If I was the old guy in a blazer, I'd be shoveling a mango down your gob. Well, guys, for a perfect radio debut, we really do want the coolest listeners possible. So here's a little test. Turn your volume down. Go on. Turn your volume all the way down. All the way down to silent.
So now our remaining listeners, well, you're the rebels, aren't you?
Yeah, squelching around in your leather jackets.
Well, I don't know about...
Keeping a ton of pomade in your hair.
Well, just rebels, I think, just the, not the hair stuff.
Sure.
To you rebels, we say, good on you.
As a treat, we've laid on a special studio session with the Strokes. Simply switch station to Radio 6 Music now.
So now we've just got the real rebels.
Really just squelching about.
No. Leave the jacket stuff out.
Sure.
To you real rebels, we say, carry on listening.
We're ordering you just to keep on listening.
Oh, don't like being told what to do. Tough. Just keep listening. Okay. So now we're with nobody.
Oh, so that's actually not ideal, is it?
No, not for a radio show. No.
I think if there was a metaphorical petard, Ben, we'd rather hoisted ourselves onto it there.
Yeah, I'd rather you didn't use words like petard. I think it really alienates the listener.
Well, if there are no listeners.
Fair point. Petard.
Petard! Well, as the more curious of the rebels start to tune back in, here's our final sketch. Excuse me. Your aunt.
Sorry?
Oh, sorry, just saying, your aunt.
In what sense?
From Ant and Dec.
Oh, right. Nope. I'm afraid not. So...
Well, yes, you are.
I mean, I can assure you that I'm not.
Well, so. I know that you are. Your aunt from Ant and Dec.
Why wouldn't you can't you come on to people and say your aunt from Ant and Dec, all right? It's not
right, sorry,
thing. No, it's fine. It's just...
I mean, I'm still convinced that
you
are
okay,
aunt.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, mate, other than I'm not aunt. I'm Dec. We've got very big plans for that sketch, and see, ultimately what we want to do is sell it abroad, because that's where the money is.
Yeah, ideally, guys, we would take that sketch across the pond and properly crack France.
So we've adapted that sketch for the French audience.
Excusez-moi. Vous êtes Sarkozy?
Pardon?
Vous êtes Sarkozy, l'ancien président?
Enfin non, désolé. Donc...
Mais oui.
Je vous assure que c'est pas moi.
Non, mais j'en suis sûr que vous êtes Sarkozy.
Qu'est-ce que vous foutez, hein? On ne peut pas simplement apporter deux jours pour clamer que
c'est
Sarkozy. Non, non, c'est pas grave, mais c'est bizarre, hein?
Mais je pensais simplement que
moi,
vous êtes Sarkozy.
Je ne sais pas que vous dire que je ne suis pas Nicolas Sarkozy. Je suis Gérard Depardieu. I actually think the French version was actually better than the English one, though.
Yeah, well, I think that is a perfect way to end our first time on radio. Everything's come together very nicely.
Yeah, thank you very much to our listeners. Sorry, Charlie, what's that music? Don't you...
Sorry, what's going on?
Oh, my goodness.
Is that Seymour okay, lads?
The Pin was written and performed by Ben Ashenden and Alex Owen. The producer was Sam Bryant. It was a BBC radio comedy production. And now it's over.
The Pin.
Hello.
How many people do you know?
What?
People, how many do you know?
What do you mean, how many people?
How many people what? Do you know, mate?
Okay, I don't know, about 70. I know about 70 people.
Right. What? Now we're getting somewhere, and what do they all do?
What do you mean, what do they
for
do?
For jobs, what do they all do?
Okay, well, there's a broad range
what
of...
What do they all do?
Some of them are teachers.
Okay, which one's a teacher?
How could I distinguish?
Right, I should explain. I've lost the census.
The Pin.
Well, that's the first sketch there. Hello, everyone. I'm Ben. Next to me here is dear old Alex, and together we are The Pin. Alex, you look concerned.
Yeah, sorry, just thinking. I mean, if you're the government, surely you have the census backed up.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it is a massive oversight. Yeah. Well, if that pretty curious little situation has piqued your interest, stay tuned, as there are plenty more on the way.
Yes, although I'm afraid for anyone who likes more of a kind of narrative arc to their comedy, I'm afraid we don't offer much in that respect. We do have a little disagreement at one point, but it gets resolved quite quickly.
Do we? I don't think we do, mate.
No, we do, trust me.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So, resolved. Just resolved very quickly. Well, guys, time now for another sketch. And again, in this little scenario, the behaviour of one of the characters has really got me asking questions. OK, Mike, is the camera ready? OK, right, I know it's been a long day, guys, so let's get this in one take, please. We haven't got the studio booked for much longer. Ready to go, Frank?
Yeah.
OK, guys, ready? Everyone ready? And action.
Hi. I'm footballing legend Frank Lampard, and I only use Gillette.
And cut there.
Is that right?
Really good, Frank. And one thing, tiny little thing, the line in the script is I only ever use Gillette.
Oh, okay, sorry, yeah. What did I say?
Oh, you said I only use Gillette.
Tiny thing.
And again then, please, everybody, here we go. We'll get it this time, then we can all pack off home. Ready, Frank? And action.
Hi, I'm footballing legend Frank Lampard, and I only ever use Gillette equipment.
Okay, so just keep the cameras rolling. Frank.
Ever.
Well, yes, but that time you said the word equipment at the end.
Sorry.
But don't worry about it.
Last summer I did an improv class. So obviously people think of me as Frank Lampard, the footballer, but then there's also this improv class.
Could we just have the line as in the script, Frank, just because it's what the producers are expecting? Is
absolutely,
that okay?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Everyone, let's get this one and then we can all get out of here. And action.
Hi, I'm footballing legend Frank Lampard and I only ever use the Gillette Max Out. Why? Well, that's because it's the only razor with as many individual blades as I've scored goals for England. That's why. I'll see you soon, kids. Very soon.
And cut there.
I rushed the beginning.
Not the problem. Frank?
Yeah, boy.
What's the Gillette Max Out?
So, I thought that could be like a razor, if you want.
So that's just an invention of yours.
Cut it.
I reckon.
Okay,
sure. So should we just stick to the script? I only ever use Gillette.
The best a man can get.
No. I tell you what, Frank, can we do one? So we've definitely got one, as in the script. And then if we've got time, I don't mind doing a couple of improv ones. Deal?
Deal.
Okay, right. This is the one. Everyone ready? I only ever use Gillette. And action.
Oh, hell, man. It's me, Frankie Lamps. And I only ever use the brand new Gillette Smasher. Why? Because it's so nice on my nice warm face, that's why. So why don't we all watch me spin this football into the back of that net for good luck for everybody this Hanukkah. Oh, mama. You fed me. Oh, papa. You put a roof over my head, oh, uncle. Now you claim I'm gonna die.
Okay. Keep rolling. Frank, could you just look into that camera and just say the word shaving?
Shaving.
I've got what I need. Thanks, everyone.
The Pin.
Ooh, Ben. Tell you what, I bet an advert would help raise our profile.
Oh, yes, you see, dear listener, our real objective this week is fame. We want to climb the entertainment ladder right to the very top.
Yeah, to use a Monopoly analogy, we want to be way too successful to play a boring game like Monopoly. So to showcase our acting talents for any Hollywood bigwigs who are listening, I've written a short play, arguably too short, but here goes. Act one, we meet our hero.
Hello.
Act two, our hero meets his challenge.
Oh, this play is too short.
Act three, he battles to overcome his challenge.
Hang on, maybe if I just keep talking, then the play will become longer, and then...
Act four, he encounters a crisis.
If I don't fix this soon, the play will be over, and it'll be so bad.
Act five, the resolution.
I didn't manage it.
So it's a tragedy.
The pin.
Ben, sorry to interrupt the show. I got a text from you earlier, and I just had no idea what it meant.
Oh, that's probably because I've been coming out with these cool new text message abbreviations, like LOL. Just to save a bit of time. So that it could have been WAWHF, short for What a Weird Harvest Festival. Just saves the odd minute or so. You know, there's also DYHTGAITGT, which is, do you have to get an injection to go there?
So, yeah, the one you sent me was SIHGASOHOIFN.
And, yeah, that's sorry, I haven't got any signal. Oh, hang on, it's fine now.
Really useful stuff.
The pin.
Well, almost now towards the top of the showbiz ladder, although annoyingly this next sketch actually requires another actor, so we're going to be giving some airtime to a direct rival. It's Miss Katie Wicks.
Hello, hi, hi everyone.
All right, Katie, don't hog the limelight.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, Katie, look, Katie, I'm sorry, I obviously just didn't get the memo, so that's fine.
What memo?
Just that, you know, the show's title had been changed from The Pin to An Evening with Katie Wicks.
Fine, I mean, you asked me to come here, so...
It's not an improv show, Katie.
Should we just do the sketch?
Oh, yeah, if we could.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late. Thanks so much for babysitting at such short notice. How was he?
Oh, he was great. Homework's done, washed, ready for bed. It was a breeze, actually. I actually had some help, so...
Oh, really? How do you mean?
Yeah, like a guy came round. I think his name was Melvin.
You think? Sorry, is he a stranger?
Stranger, kinda, yeah. To be honest, sort of just turned up.
What?
Yeah, sort of, now I think about it, genuinely really, really strange guy, but... but as I say, he was very helpful.
Oh, hello there. Haven't we all had the most marvellous evening?
Just especially as your son is so weird.
The pin.
Oh, Ben, what's this one? TSGWABWNFY.
Question mark. Oh, yeah, that's the show's going well, Alex, but we're not famous yet. Which is why, to be honest, I think we're ready to aim for the big one.
Ooh, what's this?
Well, I've been thinking, right, Hollywood is where it's at, right?
Sure.
So I think with a bit of luck...
Okay.
Yeah, and come on, hard graft.
Of course.
And if we don't take no for an answer...
Right.
I think we can get ourselves...
Yes.
...a bar job at Madame Tussauds.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. People think Tussauds, they think celebrities.
For, like, selling drinks at a wax museum.
It's a wax work museum. It's not a museum about wax.
Okay, Ben, I don't mind saying this. I categorically don't think a good career move for us would be getting a bar job at Madame Tussauds. I think we should get a cleaning job there.
Yes.
You get to stay much later. You get to actually touch the waxworks.
The pin.
Wow, what an honour. Am I the first person you've asked?
Yeah, of course, man.
Oh, God, wow. Look, I'm touched. I genuinely really am, but... I'm gonna say no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Could I just ask why?
Shh. I mean, Charlotte's a very good wife to you, but to be honest, she's massively not my type. I find her pretty repellent, and it's a weird thing. I just don't want to do it. You did ask, would I be Henry's stepfather?
Godfather.
Godfather, yeah, I'd absolutely love to.
The pin.
By the way, Alex, I quite like you. I love your shoes.
Ooh, thanks, man. There's a bit of a funny story, actually, about these shoes. Yeah. I got them from a mysterious Arab boy.
Well, they're very nice.
Thanks, man, thanks. They were cheap. They were very cheap as well. Did I say what are Arab boys?
Some Arab
Clarks. Boy. Clarks. I meant yeah, Clarks.
The pin. Almost over now.
Well, I'm delighted to have you both sign up as members.
Well, yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, looking forward to getting stuck in.
Okay, let me just talk you through the membership rules and regulations. Firstly, no member is able to sign a guest into the clubhouse without first gaining the permission of the social secretary. They are planning on...
God, she's boring.
She's not that bad, Charlie.
I'm almost falling asleep here.
Come on, give her a chance.
The lawns are mown at about 11:30. That happens every Wednesday.
No, you're right, she's insufferable.
Look, let's just sneak away.
Guys, can you please listen to the rules?
You can hear us?
Yeah, of course.
Well, we didn't realise.
Well, this is the Association of British Mind Readers. I'm sorry if you find this boring, but the running of an efficient club takes a good deal of precision. In fact, when this club...
God, even her inner voice is boring.
Sorry, I'm... Sorry, can I just stop this sketch?
Okay. You all right?
What's wrong?
Sorry, this is really embarrassing, because I know we're still recording and everything, but I've got to go.
You've got to go?
I've got another job to rush to, so...
Got another job, right?
Yeah, it's better one. it's a pretty sweet gig, actually.
Okay, what is it?
I'm cleaning at Madame Tussauds.
Whoa.
As I say, I've got to dash because otherwise they'll just pass the job on.
Sure. They'll do what, sorry?
Yeah, if you're not there on time, they just give the job to whoever turns up.
Okay, so hang on, you're saying that if you didn't make it to work on time, we could just get that job.
Well, I guess so, yeah.
Alex, I think this is our chance.
You know, Katie, it's hard to believe that there's a trap door built into the BBC stage that opens directly into the sewers.
Boys, please, now be reasonable.
Sorry, old friend. Are you scared, Katie, hearing that recording?
Guys, I earned that job. Please.
Open the trapdoor.
Ah! Oh, well, showbiz paradise, here we come.
Well, only question now, Alex, is DWBOOM.
Well, what's that?
Do we bring our own mops?
The Pin was written and performed by Ben Ashenden and Alex Owen, guest starring Katie Ricks. The producer was Sam Bryant. It was a BBC radio comedy production. And now it's over.
The Pin.
Dad, I've got something that I need to tell you, and I don't know how you're going to react, but this is who I am. Dad, I'm blind.
Your dad's just snipped out,
just
mate.
Just through here.
The Pin.
Well, that's our first sketch. I'm Ben, this is Alex, and together we are The Pin. You look worried, Alex.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just thinking about that little situation with the dad and everything. Yeah. I'm just like, what? I mean, how has that happened?
I know, see, I thought he was going to be gay.
Yeah, then... me too.
Well, listener, if you enjoyed that, come on, let's be honest, almost inconceivable situation, then the good news is we've got many more coming over the next 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's going to be a cracking show, but don't take our word for it. Here's what the Eastwood Gazette had to say.
Why not listen to The Pin?
Why not?
Well, there are several reasons.
Just the first bit. Just read the first bit. Greetings, fair knight of the realm. I am the legendary Riddler of the Bridge.
I've heard tell of you, O Riddler.
If an answer to my three riddles you can find along this merry bridge, you may wind.
Okay, I'm ready.
Riddle the first. What flows between banks?
and rhymes with liver.
A river.
Ooh. Maybe.
Is it correct?
Riddle number two. I am a fruit, but in colour, orange. What am I?
You're an orange.
Correct.
Sorry?
Correct. Right. So far, so good. But now my final and hardest riddle. What sings in the wind, tumbles down hills, whistles in waters, is burnished in bronze, and is a shield?
A shield.
I don't know how you're getting this. And I don't know where I'm going wrong, to be honest, because is it... You know, let's troubleshoot it. Is it my riddles?
Yes.
It is my riddles. All right, you try then.
Okay, if a ship sinks directly on the border between England and France, where do you bury the survivors?
France.
Nope.
England.
Nope.
Shield.
No.
What?
No. You don't bury survivors.
Very, 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 very good.
Oh, it's a very good riddle.
Okay, I think I'm just going to wade across.
Well, you can't. The river's too deep.
I can see it's like barely a foot deep.
Well,
mate.
Then why is there a bridge here?
First decent question you've asked all day. Why is there a bridge here?
Because the river floods in the winter.
So obviously, yeah. Should have asked that.
I'm kicking myself. All right, off you go then, mate. Enjoy the time that's coming but never arrives.
How do you mean?
Oh, the rest of your life.
That's good. Write these down.
Yeah, you've got a pen.
The pin.
Oh, Ben. If only we could have an argument like that.
Ah, yes. You see, dear listener, our producer has told us that Alex and I get on too well to be a successful comedy duo. Our producer's actually here today. He's in the sound booth. You all right, mate?
Get on with it.
Yep. And he's told us that classic double act are always bickering and that unless we can get into a big row tonight, we're going to be taken off the airwaves.
Yes, I mean, I think we really shouldn't agree on anything tonight, Ben.
Oh, no, I think you're absolutely right there, mate.
Well, I'll tell you what, this might get us into a row.
What is it?
It's a lie detector. If I can catch you fibbing, we'll be arguing in no time.
Oh, nice. So how does it work? Does it buzz whenever you tell a lie?
Yes. I cannot get my head around that.
Emma, I've got the breakfast ready, so please, can you just get the kids out of bed? They're going to be late for school.
Okay, nice, nice. You've got the breakfast laid out. Yeah, she's going to love this.
Tony, I really haven't got time for this today. Emma, come on!
Okay, so the plan is, when she arrives, I'll start bigging you up straight away. Be like, hey, see that guy over there? He's a real legend, like the best rugby player around.
Yeah, look, Tony.
And he's also a brilliant guitarist, like a really sensitive
Tony,
guy.
Tony, please, listen. You're a nice guy.
You're a nice guy, mate. That's what
no,
I keep telling
Tony,
everyone.
Tony, listen, you're a nice guy, but I really don't need a wingman anymore.
What?
I mean, I'm married. I've got three children.
Okay, you're nervous. That's fine. No. Just go and grab us two Smirnoff Ices.
No, Tony.
Bacardi breezes, then.
No.
Think of the victories of the past, okay? That fitty I set you up with at graduation.
Yeah, Emma, we're married now.
So that's a result for the boys?
No. I've been married for 10 years.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. She seems massively into you. What about our night out recently when she was basically taking her clothes off in the venue?
She was giving birth. You really shouldn't have been there. I'm sorry, Tony, this is the end of the line.
All right, no, fine. If you think you don't need me, then... Well, you might as well take these.
Two tickets to a Valentine's Day banquet. Okay. Thanks, Tony. That's very sweet.
No worries, man. We're going to meet so many fit girls.
Yeah.
There.
The pin.
Well, time is very much running out if we're to have that crucial argument and keep the pin on the airwaves. But I've got something that might spark some serious resentment. Key fact, Ben's least favourite film director is the master of the macabre, Tim Burton.
Yeah, I absolutely hated Alice in Wonderland, although I did quite like the spin-off book.
Well, brace yourself for a row, Ben, because whether you like it or not, I'm going to read out some blurbs for his upcoming movies.
Oh, God.
You see, Tim Burton basically is remaking some classic films and giving them his own dark twist. First up, Tim Burton's Titanic. A penniless American and an English society beauty fall in love on the doomed cruise liner. But when Johnny Depp turns up in a weird hat...
things take a turn for the bizarre.
I just hate Burton so much.
Tim Burton's Pretty Woman. Richard Gere portrays a businessman looking for romance in superficial Los Angeles. But when Johnny Depp turns up in a weird hat, things take a turn for the bizarre.
It's always Depp and it's always a hat.
And finally, Tim Burton's Casablanca. Casablanca. But when Johnny Depp turns up in a weird hat, things take a turn for the bizarre. So, Ben, are you furious with me?
Well, no, because I realise those are all clearly fake blurbs. I'm just impressed you made it all up, mate.
Oh.
The pin.
So, through here, you got the kitchen.
Wow.
Lots of natural light, really spacious, which is good. Then along this corridor, you've got the utility room, spare bedroom there. This is the jizz cabin. And then through...
Sorry. Sorry, what was that one?
Yeah, you got the spare bedroom here.
Here.
Oh, yeah, this is the jizz cabin.
I mean, I'm sorry, but I find that to be completely unacceptable. I mean, we specifically asked for a much bigger jizz cabin.
The pin. It's not for everyone.
Now, Alex and I have been warned that because of building work, there is a really large hole in the stage here. But, well, no, I don't think that should be much of a problem. After all, who would be stupid and...
What?
I just remembered how big Niagara Falls is.
I mean, massive, right?
It's absolutely massive. Yeah. The thing is enormous. Well, that aside, I think we can safely move on to our next sketch without much fear.
Grand Canyon.
I mean, the thing is Titanic.
Ben, I reckon we should put away this photo book of American Wonders and just get on with the show.
Fine by me. Where should we put it?
Well, why not just chuck it down the hole?
Okay, nice.
What?
I'm just sad to see it go.
The pin.
Okay, I'm getting Sylvia.
Oh, my God. Sylvia, that's Mum's name.
Okay, well, she's passed safely from the spirit world, and she says, hello, my big, handsome boy.
Oh, my God, Mum, hi.
And she was talking to me. And I think, yep, she's flirting with me. Okay, Sylvia, that is not a pro... Just like weights and swimming, but I'm quite naturally lean, so... Cheeky lady.
Look, can you just...
I can pass that on. Neil, she says, don't tell the fat son that he was adopted. So, who was the fat son?
I'm an only child.
That's tough. Look, I'm sorry about your mum, mate. Spirits just tend to come onto me pretty hard. I mean... You've got a few minutes left if there's anyone else you'd like to reach out to.
I suppose I've always been inspired by the humility of the great Mahatma Gandhi.
Okay. Yes, and and he's in the room.
Oh, my God. Can you ask
him...
He's
got his dick out.
The pin.
Well, we're coming to the end of the show, and although we've avoided the hole in the stage, sadly... We haven't had that all-important argument.
Yeah, so I guess that's the end of the pin on radio.
Not necessarily, Ben. I think we've shown that friendship and loving affection can be just as funny as conflict. So call me mad, call me crazy, but I reckon our producer is just going to give us another episode after all.
No, I won't.
Oh, bloody hell. Well, Alex, I guess if this is the end of our comedy career, then we may as well go out with a bang and do something completely different. What about that quiz?
Great idea. Okay, so listener, this is an interactive quiz which you can play along with at home.
Yep, here are the answers, mate.
Thanks, man. And you've got the questions, yeah?
Yeah, I've memorised them.
Really? Yep. Remember when our doctor said you've got a bad memory?
Don't recall that, no.
Well, here we go with the quiz.
Question one. What do you reckon is the ancient capital of Greece? Think you know? Alex, reveal the correct answer.
Well, the answer you've got written down, Ben, is Nick Hornby.
Next question.
Well, no. I think clearly you just asked the wrong question there.
Facts don't lie. Get a map. Next question.
Ruff. Oh. If you had to...
What's the answer for this?
I can't just read out the answers,
no,
can I?
No, just to jog my memory.
Right,
and then
fine,
I'll...
fine. Next answer is Brie, Camembert, Stilton,
yes,
etc.
Okay, thanks. Provide three examples of words. Next. What's the best river in the world?
No, that... That can't be the question, because your answer is no, it's Picasso.
Oh, right, yeah, sorry. This question is, is that by Van Gogh?
So that question is set in an art gallery.
Sounds like it, mate. Yeah,
the next answer you've got is Bill Clinton.
Who's the president of America?
Well, that's just wrong, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, sorry, the entire quiz is set in 1997. Which explains the next answer.
1998.
What year will it be next year?
The last thing we'll ever do on radio, and it's been awful.
It's not been awful.
It has been. It's been a bloody disgrace.
Right, you're a bloody disgrace, mate.
How can you say that when you're the one who hasn't eaten...
Oh, hey, Alex, wait.
What?
We are.
Oh, my God, we are.
We're having a disagreement.
Boys, you've got another episode.
Brilliant. And all we have to do is have a little row.
Oh,
no, actually, it's just that I'm leaving the BBC, so now you can do what you want. I don't care.
You're leaving?
Yeah, and I've got you to thank, Alex. I took your Casablanca idea to Tim Burton and he loved it. He's losing the Casablanca element, but he's going to have Johnny Depp in the weird hat.
Well, Ben, the pin lives on.
Oh, I think we can walk off this stage with our heads held high, Alex.
After you, my pal. What?
Just happy we've still got the show.
The Pin was written and performed by Ben Ashenden and Alex Owen. Guest starring Seb Cardinal. The producer was Sam Bryant. It was a BBC radio comedy production. And now it's over.
The Pin.
Hello, yeah, could I just cash this cheque, please? It isn't my current account.
All right, get on the floor and put your hands where I can see them. No funny business, and no one gets, hurt. Sorry, do you ever get that thing where you walk into a room and you just completely forget why you came in?
The Pin.
Well, there's our first sketch. Hello, everyone. I'm Ben. Standing next to me is Alex, and together we are The Pin. Alex, you seem a little bit perplexed.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but what a mistake from that bank robber.
I mean, yeah, he's really bungled that
one. I mean,
one,
honestly, you know, it's hardly Ocean's 11, is it?
No. Well, mate, in my opinion, far from it, because in the film they're very competent, whereas in the sketch you're thinking, what are you doing, mate? Well, if you like situations as frankly unfathomable as that, then do stay tuned, as there'll be plenty more over the next 15 minutes. We'll also announce the winner of an exciting competition and at one stage, pointlessly repeat something.
Yes, and at one stage, pointlessly repeat something.
But for now, let's pile into another sketch.
So, what kind of stereo are you looking for?
What are the options?
Okay, well, first here we've got the Sony. Really nice sound on this one. Would you like to give it a listen?
Oh, yeah, if that's possible, yeah. 'Cause I'm just a teenage girl, baby. Haven't heard that one in a while.
No. Well, next up's the Panasonic, which is a bit cheaper, but the sound's still really clear. 'Cause I'm just a teenage girl, baby. Really nice bass on that one. Really nice bass on that.
Sure. And, I suppose this is the Bose.
Oh, yes, this one comes with an extended warranty. I was the guy from Wheatus.
Sorry?
Just saying, I was the guy from Wheatus. Sorry, I'm just saying, I was the guy from Wheatus. Don't you believe me?
Yeah, sure.
I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Do you remember that bit from the song Teenage Dirtbags? I do. Why? Because I was the guy from Wheatus.
Have you got the Bose in black?
I've got this guitar.
Do you remember the other song? Not as successful as teenage dirtbags. Sales were poor. I moved back in with my dad. I work in Dixon's now to sell my stupid hat. If you don't remember Wheatus, then you won't be enjoying this sketch.
What do you want from me, mate?
Please, just give me a bit of respect.
Okay. Well done, mate.
Thanks.
The pin.
We do actually have a sequel to that sketch where it turns out that Curry's is staffed by Sum 41. Obviously, sadly not performable with just the two of us, is it, Ben?
Yes. You see, dear listener, this week our goal is to find another performer to join the pin.
We've realised that the best things in comedy come in threes. From Groucho, Harpo, Chico...
to Morecambe and Wise.
And we've written a three-man sketch which we're planning to close the show with tonight, so long as we can find that elusive third member. Luckily, a listener has already been in touch offering his services. His name is Rupert DiToriano.
The only problem with Rupert, and bear this in mind, is that he has a condition in which he can only begin his sentences with a question word, like what, who, why, etc.
Yes, but cannot actually ask a question without inverting the order of the words in the question sentence. Added to this, he also coughs frequently and has a strong Austrian accent.
Yes, so our rather neat solution to this maze of problems was to not allow him onto the show. We said no.
It's a very big no indeed to Rupert DiToriano. Luckily, this next sketch only needs the two of us. It's set in a Spanish restaurant.
Ah, good evening.
Ah, buenos noches, señor. Spain. Table for one tonight?
Certainly, sir. We've got a table by the window, if that's all right.
The pin.
Great little character there, Alex.
Oh, thanks. Well, that's drama school for you.
Yeah. You went to a drama school?
To be honest, I say drama school. It's more of a... Well, do you know Boots?
Yeah.
So this next sketch... this next sketch is set on a mountain. Mountain log, day 83. My solo climb has come to an end here at the penultimate summit. It's been a grueling and lonely climb, but one that I feel...
Oh, here you go, mate.
Whoa!
Hey!
Who are you?
Sorry, I just... Yeah, here you go. Here's your change.
My change?
Yeah, made you a coffee down at base camp a few months ago. I forgot to give you your change, so... So 20p to you, sir.
So that was, sorry, that was sort of a tip, actually.
I didn't realise. People tend to put tips in the tips jar. Oh, well. Good to get out and about, I suppose.
The pin.
Now, di ugli prosto, fipre lula.
Time now, everyone.
Latsi daderi, wahi donka fula.
For another...
We no go...
Can you stop making these noises, man?
Sorry, yeah, sorry.
Time now, everyone, for another sketch.
Contestant, are you ready to give your answer?
Okay, so, I mean, I was tempted by A, Justin Bieber, but I really don't think it's that.
Not A, not Bieber.
I considered B as... Snoop Dogg.
Considered Snoop.
But, yeah, it just doesn't sound right. Well, look, I definitely know it's not C, Celine Dion.
Okay, not Celine, okay.
I think I'm going to go... I think I'm going to go with the audience. I'm going to say D, Elton John.
Final answer, Elton John.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can now reveal that the answer, Elton John... is absolutely right!
Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh, congratulations, Elton. Join us next week on Who Do You Think You Are?
The pin.
Oh, I tell you what, Ben. I'm glad it wasn't Rupert DiToriano performing that sketch.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine? Like, with the coughing, he's got the word order stuff, he's got the Austrian accent, and I can't believe I forgot to mention this earlier, he can't actually look at a microphone without trying to eat it. Now, ideally... The third member of the Pin would also be a fantastic actor. Now, we've thought about it, and we've realised that can only really mean one person, the wonderful Natalie Portman.
Oh, I thought she was brilliant in Black Swan. And I know it's been said before, but I thought she was brilliant in Black Swan.
Now, obviously, getting Natalie is tricky, but we've managed to find someone who might be able to get us in there. This bloke has, amazingly enough, actually met her. I believe he's done a bit of acting in his spare time. It's Mr. Jude Law. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Don't be nervous.
No, I'm fine.
Okay. So, what's Natalie's secret?
Well, I remember I was doing a scene once where
Just this story presumably will at some stage involve Natalie.
I was going to say. So, I was on set.
And that's with Natalie.
Yes. Okay, and I saw that...
What's Natalie's favourite breakfast cereal?
Okay, but we're not just going to talk about Natalie Portman, are we? Because I was told that we're going to discuss my new film.
Is Portman in it?
No.
Then perhaps we'll have a little chat about your hobbies later, mate.
I've won a BAFTA, so...
Would Natalie prefer to be A, unable to walk, or B, unable to stop walking?
What's he on about?
So I think it's either that she can physically walk, but just can't stop.
Yeah, I know, I heard the question.
Oh, that's actually genuinely really interesting, because I conversely haven't heard an answer yet.
Okay, do you know what? Your friend's got an attitude problem.
You're a sad act, mate.
Okay, right. This interview is over, and it's a real shame, okay? Because do you know what? I know that you guys are actually looking for a new member, and I would have loved to have done some sketches with you. I think you've got some really nice ideas. The Elton John thing, that was fun. But you've messed it up, lads. You really have.
Ben, that actually was maybe a bit embarrassing.
Yeah, clearly he doesn't know Portman.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Ron from the Blue Plaque Association. Have you got a moment?
Yeah, sure.
Are you the homeowner?
Yes, well, me and my fiancée, but yeah.
Oh, great, right. Well, bit of good news then. There are plans to put one of our blue plaques on your property.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pleased to say so.
Wow, that is so exciting. I didn't know, we just moved in. Who is it? Who lived here?
Yeah, it's Dr. Dr. Harold Shipman.
Sorry, Harold Shipman.
Beard and glasses. Bit of a Burke, in my opinion.
No, I know, thank you. Sure. I remember who he is. I think everybody knows who he is.
Well, hence the plaque, yeah.
What I mean is it normal to put up a blue plaque for, you know, a mass murderer?
Well, I don't know, mate. We did put one up recently for Tony Blair.
But I mean, like,
I know
proper...
what you mean. No, I know what you mean.
Okay.
Sorry. You do get a couple of options with the plaque. You've got Dr. Harold Shipman, that's not negotiable. But then below that, would you like lived here or dwelt within?
Lived here.
Or scuttled about this hellish pit.
Lived here.
In this hellish pit?
No.
Okay, and second preference is just colour. Just colour of the plaque.
Blue?
It will be blue, right. Yes. That's that's just a bit of fun.
The Pin.
No, The Pin.
The Pins.
Sorry, so it's The Pin.
The Pin.
That's the one.
Oh, Alex, I've just remembered another reason why Rupert Toriano really would have been, like, the most terrible third member of The Pin. Because, I forgot to tell you this, he has always about 5 or 6 dogs gaffer-taped to his torso.
I mean, the more I hear about this guy, and when you add that to the other ailments he's already got, and the phrase that comes into my mind is not an ideal performer.
Well, it's almost the end of the show, and although we've managed to dodge the Rupert de Toriano bullet, sadly it's time for our closing sketch, and we're still without a third member.
That won't stop us, though, as we have a clever solution. I'm just going to record the third character's lines myself, and then we'll play them back during the sketch. I mean, it would just be just as good, really, as having a third actor. So, ready to record? OK, here we go. Hello, boys. Well, you can say that again. Yeah, but he... Oh, no, sorry. No. Oh, no, I was just saying, he told me it was urgent. Oh, Lord. Well, I guess that's just the way the cookie crumbles. Yes. Got that, Charlie? Okay, great. Let's do that. Closing sketch from the top.
Oh, for God's sake.
I told you, the buses around here are crap.
Yeah, well, we're going to be late now, aren't we?
I know.
Hang on, who's this guy?
I don't know.
He's right next to us.
What do you want me to do?
Say something.
You all right, mate?
Hello, boys. Well, you can say that again. Oh, no, sorry. No, I was just saying, he told me it was urgent. Oh, Lord. Well, I guess that's just the way the cookie crumbles. Yes.
What a weird man.
And scene.
Actually, you know what, Ben? I think that sketch was arguably better with just the two of us.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Because if you think about it now, if we actually had got a third actor and just done it normally, that, I mean, it would have been awful.
Absolutely. Well, I think let's just keep the pin as a duo. That said, what could be a better way now to see out this episode than for a certain Rupert Di Torriano to stay at home? It would be awful to have him on.
The Pin was written and performed by Ben Ashenden and Alex Owen. Guest starring Seb Cardinal. The producer was Sam Bryant. It was a BBC radio comedy production. And now it's over.
The Pin.
Hello?
Hi, yeah, I'm calling because I saw your ad in the paper. I'd like to apply for the job of proofreader.
Proofreader? Oh, sorry, no, we advertised for a roof weeder.
Well, I've got the advert right in front of me, mate, and it definitely says, it says proofreader, so...
Hmm, well, that should say roof weeder.
Well, it does sound like you actually need a proof. Yeah, I will, yeah sure.
We're the office with the really overgrown roof.
The Pin.
Ah, first slice of sketch. Hello, everyone. I'm Ben. This little lad is Alex, and together we are The Pin. Alex, you look distracted.
Yeah, so I'm just thinking, bit of a mix-up in that first sketch, wasn't it?
Well, you say that, but then a young man of pluck and enterprise has been employed.
Mm, good point, mate, yeah. I guess the only shame is they haven't actually got the overgrown roof sorted, so fingers crossed that they do.
They don't.
Okay.
Well, if you have a taste for such morsels of the bazaar, prepare to feast, as we have plenty more on the menu.
Mmm, and my belly is certainly rumbling.
Leave the food stuff.
Okay,
mate.
Yeah.
But first, of course, we've had the big anniversary recently. Alex, top 10 Shakespeare's?
Oh, God. Number one, I'd have to say William, for his plays.
Absolutely, and poems. What a writer.
The Pin.
Yeah, I'm coming! Hello. Oh, for God's sake.
All right, mate, sign for the package.
I didn't order this.
Oh, are you not the little boy who lives down the lane?
I don't want any more wool.
Well, it might not be wool.
Who's it from?
Black sheep, name of Barbara.
It's wool.
All right, okey-dokes.
It's not okey-dokes, is it? Why am I constantly getting bags of wool, mate?
I don't know, I just deliver it, don't I?
You just deliver it. All right, where's Barbara based? I want to confront this sheep.
You want to confront the sheep?
All right, Don't say it like that. Don't say it like it's... A sheep has used the Royal Mail, so we're already in a world in which fairly unbelievable things happen, mate.
Look, I've got a lot of deliveries today. A
lot of deliveries. So... I know your schedule. It's a bag for the master, a bag for the dame, then one for me down this lane.
It's genuinely weird that you know that.
What's weird is that my flat's chocker with bags of black wool. That's what's weird. That's what starts to dominate conversations at my drinks parties. That's what prompts nicknames like Wool Boy.
Look, can you please just...
Right, there, sign. Are you happy now?
Well, hang on, there's also this. From Little Bo Peep, say thanks for finding a sheep the other day.
Oh, let me guess, another massive bag of...
It's book vouchers.
Oh, that's very nice.
And to be fair, a lot of wool.
Back it up, guys.
The Pin.
Tell you what, Benny, maybe that sketch could snag us the prize.
Ah, perhaps, Alex. You see, dear listener, this week we're gunning for the ultimate artistic recognition.
A compliment from a friend.
An Oscar.
An Oscar. Wow. Oscar.
We've got to submit our finest bit of material if we're going to win Best Radio Sketch, especially as that's not even a category yet.
It's normally just like films and celebs, isn't it, Ben?
Well, historically, yes, but things changed. They didn't have an Oscar for Best Film until films were invented.
Great point.
So, yeah, that's the deep fat fryer. I've shown you how to grill the burgers. So I think that is everything.
Great, can't wait to get started.
Actually, one thing. Make sure you always say, do you want fries with that?
Ha, okay, no, yeah. Do you want fries with that?
Yeah, sort of, but he's, I'm just thinking with intonation, maybe just go up at the end, sort of suggest